Seven Stages of God. If you don't make yourself equal to God, you can't perceive God. From an anonymous Christian heretic in the 3rd century. We are now ready to answer the simplest but most profound question. Who is God? One must assume that God leaves no fingerprints in the material world. This gives us no choice but to find a substitute for infinity that retains something of God. The book of Genesis declares that God created Adam in his own image, but we have been returning the favor almost since the beginning, fashioning God in our image over and over again. The same I that gives a person a sense of identity extends beyond the physical body, expanding to embrace nature, the universe, and ultimately pure spirit. To anyone who worships God as the self, it is obvious that none of us are alone. The self isn't personal ego, but a pervasive presence that cannot be escaped. The God of any religion is only a fragment of God. There are 7 versions of God which can be associated with organized faiths. Stage 1, God the Protector. Stage 2, God the Almighty. Stage 3, God of Peace. Stage 4, God the Redeemer. Stage 5, God the Creator. Stage 6, God of Miracles. Stage 7, God of Pure Being. I Am. Each stage meets a particular human need. In the face of nature's overwhelming forces, humans needed a God who would protect them from harm. When they felt they had broken the law or committed wrongdoing, people turned to a God who would judge them and redeem their sins. In this way, purely from self-interest, the project of creating God in our own image proceeded, and continues to proceed. We are not comparing religions here. No stage is absolute in its claim to truth. Each one implies a different relationship, however. In the progress from stage 1 to stage 7, the wide gap between God and his worshippers becomes narrower and eventually closes. We keep creating God in our image for more than vanity. We want to achieve intimacy. Unless we can see ourselves in the mirror, we will never see God there. Consider the list again, and you will see how God shifts in response to very human situations. God is a protector to those who see themselves in danger. God is almighty to those who want power or lack any way of getting power. God brings peace to those who have discovered their own inner world. God redeems those who are conscious of committing a sin. God is the creator when we wonder where the world came from. God is behind miracles when the laws of nature are suddenly revoked without warning. God is existence itself, I am, to those who feel ecstasy and a sense of pure being. The issue isn't how many gods exist, but how completely our own needs can be spiritually fulfilled. When someone asks, "Is there really a God?" the most legitimate answer is, "Who's asking?" The perceiver is intimately linked to his perceptions. From the virtual level, which is our source, the qualities of spirit flow until they reach us in the material world. On the material plane, the brain is our only way of registering reality, and spirit must be filtered through biology. Each response of the brain, from fight or flight through intuition, to the sacred response is a natural response of the human nervous system, and we were all born with the ability to experience the entire range. These are well-documented facts, but I wish to take a step further. I contend that the brain responds uniquely in every phase of spiritual life. Scientific research is incomplete at the higher stages of inner growth, but we know that where the spirit leads, the body follows. Faith healers do exist who transcend medical explanation. Saints in every religion have been observed to live on little or no food. Visions of God have been so credible that their wisdom moved and guided the lives of millions. We select a deity based on our interpretation of reality, and that interpretation is rooted in biology. We can match each biological response, in fact, with a specific self-image. In the fight or flight response, identity is based on the physical body and the physical environment. In the reactive response, identity is based on ego and personality. In the restful awareness response, identity is based on the silent witness. In the intuitive response, identity is based on the knower within. In the creative response, identity is based on co-creator with God. In the visionary response, identity is based on enlightenment. And in the sacred response, identity is based on the source of all that is. You have a clear outline of the stages of human growth. It is undeniable that complete inner growth is a tremendous challenge. If you are trapped in traffic, blood boiling with frustration, higher thoughts are blocked out. These higher responses we call more spiritual, but in any situation, the brain is responding from the highest level it can. The deeper mystery centers on our ability to rise from an animal instinct to sainthood. We will examine what each stage means and how a person rises up the ladder of inner growth. Despite the enormous flexibility of the nervous system, we fall into habits and repeated patterns because of our reliance on old imprints. This is never more true than with our beliefs. In every religion, there is the same streak of fear whenever a person is certain that the world is dominated by threat, danger, and sin. Yet every religion also contains love whenever the world is perceived as abundant, loving, and nourishing. It is all projection. The wonder is that the human nervous system can operate on so many planes. We don't just navigate these dimensions, we explore them, meld them together, and create new worlds around ourselves. If you do not understand that you are multidimensional, then the whole notion of God runs off the rails. Like a child growing up, we have to evolve toward a more complete vision until the day arrives when we can see the whole as God does. Reality itself may be only a symbol for the workings of God's mind, and in that case, the primitive belief found throughout the ancient and pagan world that God exists in every blade of grass, in every creature, and even the earth and sky may contain the highest truth. Arriving at that truth is the purpose of spiritual life, and each stage of God takes us on a journey whose endpoint is total clarity, a sense of peace that nothing can disturb.